We are here to talk about fucking hashtag Free Britney. Wild breaking news. I had to force Catherine to record this immediately because this is important, right, Catherine?
It's true.
This is very important. This is humongous. Britney decided to spill all the fucking tea about what has been going on these past few years. If anything, these past 13 years. And how recently we have all kind of assumed, due to her Instagram posts and her smiling and dancing, that she's been doing pretty okay. When in reality, we all know, if we look past that facade and look real deep into her eyes, nothing is ever okay. Nothing was okay. And nothing still is okay. And she confirmed that yesterday in court when she testified. It is wild. What are your thoughts, Catherine?
I mean, I wouldn't say I'm necessarily like that surprised. I think I would have been more surprised if she was like, yeah, I'm having fun. This conservatorship is great. Facts. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not that wildly surprised that she isn't as good as she has been putting forth on social media. Because even if it wasn't like a, even if they weren't controlling any of her social media and her public presence, I think if you were in that situation, you wouldn't want to just be like calling SOS out on Instagram every day.
Yeah.
Especially if like you're also trying to be okay with it, you know?
Correct. It's really distressing. And I talked about this earlier, like off air. I really said that this is a human rights issue, because it's gotten to the point that literally this human being does not have any rights to her own body, her own freedom, or her own movement. Like, she is trapped and confined in every conceivable way.
Yeah.
Like, she cannot freely drive somewhere. Like, if she wants to take a weekend off and just like drive out and just have a drive out to Joshua Tree or some shit, she cannot do that. She is confined in her home.
Like, this isn't about Britney Spears. This is about a human being
who
isn't even in control of her own body.
Yeah. And is still under the guise of she needs help. She needs a conservator. She needs people in charge of her money because she is mentally unfit to handle anything. And her transcript proves otherwise. She is cognizant, very well aware what is happening. And she is literally like, and this isn't even like a legit motion in court. It was just her doing this emotional testimony for the record. Whether it helps her in the future is up to whoever's hands. Right. But the fact that she is saying, I've been in shock, I am traumatized, you know, I just want my life back. And she said the conservatorship feels abusive. And she isn't even being evaluated. She's like, there's nothing wrong with her.
Right. Well, even if you look at why conservatorships are done and the other people are, it's not like, oh, this person has a drug problem and some mental health issues, so we're taking over their money. It's not like this star had a meltdown, so now we have to take, like, they can't be in charge of themselves. It's like people who are like very old, very disabled, like literally cannot do anything for themselves.
But like, she was young. And is young.
She was young.
And is young.
There was nothing being done to work her towards a place, even if for whatever reason it was ever necessary at all. There was nothing done to get her out of that and create it like a temporary situation. It's like she now has lost privilege to have control over any part of her life forever.
Yeah.
There was no willingness to let go.
So to see how bad it is, I'll read some of the transcript. I won't read all of it. It's like 24 minutes, but I'll kind of read a lot of like parts and paragraphs from it because they're pretty they're pretty eye-opening and not surprising to me at all. Yeah. So this is quote, when I came off that tour, a new show in Las Vegas was supposed to take place. I started rehearsing early, but it was hard because I'd been doing Vegas for 4 years and I needed a break in between. But no, I was told this is the timeline and this is how it's going to go. I rehearsed 4 days a week, half of the time in the studio and half the other time in a Westlake studio. I was basically directing most of the show. I actually did most of the choreography, meaning I taught my dancers my new choreography myself. Mm-hmm. This is like, I take everything I do very seriously. There's tons of videos with me at rehearsals. I wasn't good. I was great. I led a room of 16 new dancers in rehearsals. And her managers testified that like her medication wasn't enough. And like, you know, like that she was just like out of it, wasn't competent. Like this woman is still at the age of 39, still capable of putting on a show by herself and choreographing herself. And teaching 16 other motherfuckers how to do it.
Yeah. Like she's not capable of handling her money at all. And yet she is capable of working and making that money. Like that doesn't make any sense.
It's insane.
You can't say she can't do anything and then have her go out.
Do everything.
Yeah. You know, that doesn't make sense. It just doesn't. The fact that it's been allowed to go on for this long is so confusing to me.
I think for the longest time we believed the tabloid and media that she was just crazy.
Yeah.
You know, and we all believed it because it was shoved in our throats, in our eyes, every fucking day.
And it all
day.
Dog piles on, you know.
And yeah, and then you just start to believe it because you know that's just how the machine works. And so 5 years go by and you just totally forget that she's under control and she has no escape whatsoever, had no way to project her feelings or show what's going on until like these past few years where we've gotten a glimpse more and more. And it starts to get evident when she doesn't do her second Las Vegas show, when she was supposed to do another one. And it was just abruptly canceled. Like that's a very hard sign to ignore that nothing is wrong. Well, a lot is wrong. Excuse me. And it's coming to a head and we're finally like here. I hope this is like the beginning of the end for her to have her freedom back. You know?
Yeah, I really hope so, because she not only like, it's not even like a she deserves it, but it's like it's her basic human right to have her freedom back.
All right, so here's another portion that really bothered me. I remember telling my assistant, but you know what? I feel weird if I say no. I feel like they're going to come back and be mean to me or punish me or something. 3 days later, after I said no to Vegas, my therapist sat me down in a room and said he had a million phone calls about how I was not cooperating in rehearsals and I haven't been taking my medication. All this was false. He immediately, the next day, put me on lithium out of nowhere. It took me off my normal meds I've been on for 5 years. And lithium is very, very strong and completely different medication compared to what I was used to. You can go mentally impaired if you take too much.
Lithium is some crazy shit.
It's fucking insane, dude. And so, you know, if you stay on it longer than 5 months, but he put me on that and I felt drunk. I really couldn't even take up for myself. I couldn't even have a conversation with my mom or dad really about anything. I told them I was scared. My doctor had me on 6 different nurses with this new medication. Come to my home, stay with me, or monitor me on this new medication, which I never wanted to be on to begin with. And there were 6 different nurses in my home that wouldn't let me get in my car to go anywhere for a month. That's fucking psychotic.
It is psychotic.
It's insane that the consequence for saying no, for standing up for yourself, for saying, and this all stemmed for her saying no to a dance move that she did not approve of. From a simple thing like, I don't want to do a backflip. And they fucking threw on lithium. You know what I mean? Like they're, it's, God damn, it's just so, it's so infuriating how manipulative her father and other lawyers had been to her during a moment of her moment of weakness, her distress. Mm-hmm. The media was tearing her apart and she needed help. And her dad was just like, no, my daughter is a cash cow and I'm going to milk the shit out of this as long as I can.
Well, and one important point is that, yeah, like he's on her payroll. Like he, when she makes money, he makes a lot of money.
It's his money. Like she makes money, she can't even touch it.
Yeah.
It's fucking insane, dude. Like I can't imagine that. And so I'm sure you read that part about the IUD.
Yeah.
That she literally wanted to have another child. But they will not allow her to go see a doctor to take out her IUD. That's fucking insane, dude.
Yeah.
That's fucking insane. This is Handmaid's Tale levels of shit.
Like, it feels very on par with like some of the same kind of concepts of like anti-abortion, but like the same kind of vein of like controlling
women's bodies.
Someone making a decision over what a woman does with her body.
Exactly. And it's scary to think that this has been happening to one woman, that this could have power to happen to other women as well. Like, this is a very special case. And it's the fact that this was a celebrity, a pop star, the pop star.
Yeah.
And to see it happen in front of us is insane. And we as a nation and as a planet owe this woman a fucking apology and a statue.
Yes.
Somewhere in Louisiana. But it's fucking insane, dude. Like I feel for her. Like reading her transcript is like hard.
Right.
Because this is a woman crying for help.
Yeah. Hope was saying like later on, like years later, if she writes a memoir, like
she's making a billion.
It's gonna be a big one. But only if she wants to write a memoir. She doesn't have to. If she just straight up retires and we never hear from her again, I'll support her.
Yeah,
that's what she
wants. If she literally just goes away, and we never hear from her again, that is totally fine.
Yeah, she can have whatever she wants.
I think she would. I think she would do more than just write a book. I feel like this is very she would like find ways to help other people and other women and probably like be there for other pop stars, other female pop stars, because we're seeing things like this happen to other women too, and how the media just like shits on you at any given moment. Like example, Billie Eilish without a sweater, like literally like torn to fucking bits.
Reading Jessica Simpson's book was really interesting. We should do an episode on it sometime. Yeah. I know there are like multiple podcasts about specifically Jessica Simpson, her new book, but I think we should add to the list of that.
Yeah, Jessica Simpson is a very interesting woman.
Yeah, I've read her book, and I've read a lot of celebrity memoirs. I love a good celebrity memoir, and it's one of my favorites. It was really good, and it was one of those that made you realize how much she affected your life, even if you don't really remember that she did.
Hell yeah, dude. The Newlyweds was like a humongous show for like the time being. Well, and also,
she talks about Britney in it too.
Mm-hmm.
And how she's constantly mistaken for Britney.
No, yeah, that was definitely a thing. Yeah, that was, I believe the Britney bit more. But I just remember that when she started to gain weight, that the media like tore her to bits about she's fucking fat. Yeah. And it's just like, no, she looks great. Like,
yeah,
like imagine like the pressures of having to maintain the figure for aesthetic purposes and to sell. Here's another part that's incredibly distressing to me. So quote, over the 2 week holiday, a lady came into my house for 4 hours a day, sat me down and did a psych test on me. It took forever, but I was told I had to. Then after, I got a phone call from my dad basically saying I'd failed the test or whatever. I'm sorry, Brittany, you have to listen to your doctors. They're planning to send you to a small home in Beverly Hills to do a small rehab program that we're going to make up for you. You're going to pay $60,000 a month for this. I cried on the phone for an hour. He loved every minute of it. The control he had over someone as powerful as me, He loved the control to hurt his own daughter. 100,000% he loved it. I packed my bags and went to that place. I worked 7 days a week, no days off, which in California, the only similar thing to this is called sex trafficking, making anyone work against their will, taking all their possessions away, credit card, cash, phone, passport, and placing them in a home where they work with the people who live with them. They all lived in a house with me, the nurses, the 24/7 security. There's one chief that one chef that came there and cooked for me daily during the weekdays. They watched me change every day, naked, morning, noon, and night. My body, I had no privacy for my room. I gave 8 vials of blood a week. What in the living fuck were they doing to her, dude? 8 vials a fucking week? Like, is she the cure? Is she the cure for cancer?
Jeez.
Like, is Britney Spears, does she have a special chromosome that we need to study? Well, like, what are they doing?
This is also a fantastic example of like abuse isn't always physical.
Oh, this is beyond. This is beyond like abuse. This is oppression. This is literally slavery.
Yeah.
In a whole different level. You know, this isn't whips and chains. This is, I'm controlling your life.
Yeah.
This is very dystopian.
Yeah.
And he is a shit father.
Dystopian.
He's a shit father.
Yeah.
What an absolute piece of shit.
He then knew.
An absolute piece of shit, dude. That is like your blood. And he only sees her as like an ATM.
Right.
You know? And it's just insane.
It does make me wonder what her mom is doing. Like, where is she?
I don't know. I have no fucking idea, dude. And that's like the weird thing about this is like, we hear a lot about the dad, but not the mom. But I don't know. I feel like the mom has no power to do anything.
Yeah.
I think her dad has just like taken over 100%.
Yeah.
And
her mom seems to have been out of the picture for a little bit.
Out of the picture. And I think she's really, I think she can only be there emotionally and nothing more. Or maybe her dad is just in the way of that relationship as well.
Yeah.
You know,
well, because that's part of a like just your normal everyday abuse is like removing other like alienating you. So where there aren't other people in your life to support you. So it could very well be that he has just made it so they can't really contact each other.
She literally said, you know, I told the world I'm okay and I'm happy. It's a lie. I thought just maybe if I said that enough, maybe I might become happy. Because I've been in denial. I've been in shock. I'm traumatized. You know, fake it till you make it. Facts. It hurts. But now I'm telling the truth, okay? I'm not happy. I can't sleep. I'm so angry. It's insane. And I'm depressed. I cry every fucking day.
Yeah.
I kind of like embellished it at the end, but I would have said that in court. Like, she's crying every fucking day, dude. God damn it, dude.
I heard apparently one line in the transcript was like, I have to remind these people that they work for me.
Yeah.
And I do.
That's crazy. She has to remind them, you fucking work for me.
Yeah.
It's my name on there.
Mm-hmm.
And the shitty thing about that is like, she is correct and yet wrong at the same time, because if her dad calls, they have to listen to him. And that's the shitty thing about this.
Mm-hmm.
And so she goes on to say, quote, and the reason I'm telling you this is because I don't think how the state of California can have all this written in court documents from the time I showed up and do absolutely nothing. Just hire with my money another person and keep my dad on board. Ma'am, my dad and anyone involved in this conservatorship, my management, who played a huge role in punishing me when I said no, ma'am, they should be in jail. Their cruel tactics working for Miley Cyrus as she smokes on joints on stage at the VMAs. Nothing has ever done to this generation for doing wrong things.
Mm-hmm.
Which is fucking correct. Like, Britney could not have ever gone on the VMAs and twerked and smoked weed. Like,
yeah,
what the fuck. Like, yeah. She would have been torn to bits.
Yeah,
all she did was show up at the VMAs looking like not thin and in less clothes, and people like lost their minds. Like, people could not imagine that she was not a size zero anymore.
Yeah,
it was crazy to me is like, we build her up as a Lolita, like almost legal sex object. And then when she wants to be sex positive, it's like, you're a whore. What are you doing? You're ruining the youth. And it's not her. It's literally us. It's the fucking machine, dude.
Right. Well, that's not even Britney. That's just like,
it's just
women industry. In general. And yeah. Like, and where pop, it's like, you're music. Only sexy if you don't want to be sexy. And yeah. I find you sexy. But if you find yourself sexy, that's scary because you have power.
There. Power. Power. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Holy shit, dude.
Yeah.
It's like guys who hate women that pay for porn. It's like, it's just very yeah. cross. Yeah. It's just very like, it doesn't make any sense. It's just like
it's yeah.
Oh my god, you know,
for our next episode, Super Sweet 16.
Yeah.
I have some thoughts on how they handled episodes with different genders.
Yes. Yeah, we could definitely talk about that.
They handled the episodes with the girls very different from the boys.
Very differently, dude.
So different.
It's crazy. It's crazy as fuck. They still got crazy baller gifts. You know,
oh,
but
yeah.
Just the way it was handled and how they make them out to be is just
yeah, the way the editing and the framing is. Oh yeah, dude. Like they love
doing that. There's the editors, the producer are so good at that.
It's like, oh, dude. The guy turns down a car he doesn't like, and he's like, not good enough for
brave,
me. And
brave.
They're like, yes, we'll have to find another one. And when the girl, it's like, wow, what a spoiled bitch.
Exactly. What a spoiled fucking bitch.
Anyways, but yeah, like it's just, this has really gone into a sexism rant, but I do feel like that is a huge part.
This would never happen to a man.
Britney Spears ended up here. Cause if she was a man,
no, we would not be talking about this.
Never would have even come close. Never even would have come close.
100%.
You know who needs a conservatorship? Kanye West.
West needs a conservatorship, dude. He needs a conservatorship, dude. He needs a conservatorship so fucking bad, dude.
So I do feel like this Kanye, rant dude. About sexism in the industry is like very deserved because it's how else would we
this is exactly here? What this is yeah. one case where it has gone to the next level of controlling yeah. women. Like, this is a prime example. Like, I hope people in college, in whatever class, whatever anthropology class you have, and go and read this shit. Like, study yeah. this, study her story.
Yeah,
her story is deep and very fascinating, and mm-hmm. there's a lot of lessons to be learned from her story alone.
Oh yeah.
And someone had made a point, Chris Crocker, 100% right, 100% right, called it, saw the future, you know, and he made a very distinct comparison at the time. I don't know if you remember her. I'm sure you do. Anna Nicole Smith, who yeah. was very driven by the media as a sex symbol, married mm-hmm. an old guy, yep. rich, he died, she got the money.
And
she
had a daughter. I recently listened to a whole podcast about her.
Yes. She's mm-hmm. a very fascinating woman. Yeah. And then she OD'd, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's the kind of shit, like the media circus, LA is just fucking evil.
Well, and didn't she OD a few months after her son OD'd, if I remember correctly?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, it's, that's kind of what...
It's tragic. Mm-hmm. It's tragic. Her daughter's big as shit now, though. Right. I saw recent photos of
yeah. Well, and the husband. Media also like fucked her up too after mm-hmm. her husband died. Mm-hmm. Like, they fucked her up so bad. She
gold digger.
Everything got taken away from her, yeah. and then her son OD'd, and like
it's fucking tragic.
It's tragic. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's see. Yeah. So another quote here is quoted. Yeah. So, quote, you have to go. I was advised for my image. I need to go ahead to rehab and just go and get over it. Get it over with. They yeah. said that to me. I don't even drink alcohol. I should drink alcohol considering yeah. what they put my heart through. Also, the Bridges facility they sent me to, none of the kids. I was doing this program for 4 months. So the last 2 months I went to a Bridges facility. None of the kids there did the program. They never showed up for any of them. You didn't have to do anything if you didn't want to. How come they always made me go? How come I was always threatened by my dad and anybody that participated in the conservatorship? If I don't do this, what they tell me to enslave me to do, and they're going to punish me. Also, yeah. here's a great quote. But my precious body, who has worked for my dad for the past fucking 13 years, trying to be so good and pretty, so perfect, when he works me so hard, when I do everything I'm told in the state of California, allowed my father, ignorant father, to take his own daughter, who only has a role with me if I work with him. They've set back the whole course, allowed him to do that to me. And it's just fucking tragic, dude.
Yeah.
And the fact that she didn't know she could petition to for her conservatorship to end, it's just, it's beyond like her, like she had no idea she could do that, because you're just controlled for so long. You don't think there's no escape, and there is.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just goddamn, if you like, oh my God. You know, and what wildly inspired her to be more open about this, I think she kind of talks about Paris Hilton and her story and like her documentary and like all the shit she went through at that school.
Right.
You know, and it's goddamn sad. And so it's just like, I'm glad she was inspired. Paris Hilton saving the day once again in some form or another. Literally, like, goddamn, dude, like, she's just like, I'm not lying. I just want my life back. That's all we can give her is her life back. And she might even just continue making music that she wants to do and dance the way she wants to do.
Yeah, because I'm really curious as to like what kind of music does Britney Spears want to make?
I feel like she still wants to dance and just pop it out. I feel like that's always been her for a long time. And then we get songs like Lucky and Stronger, you know. Like, I think she could do both. Yeah, it's just fucking sad. Like, she goes on to say, now going forward, I'm not willing to meet or see anyone. I've met with enough people against my will. I'm done. All I want is to own my money, for this to end, and my boyfriend to drive me in this fucking car.
Yeah.
That's
fucking... I'm assuming that you added in all the fuckings.
No, she said fucking. It's in the transcript. She said fucking, dude.
I love that for her.
She said it. Right,
I
there.
Wasn't sure. You talk like that, so I know. It's hard to say. And but you do last, tend to
the last paraphrase. Two F-bombs, the last two F-bombs were her.
Oh, love
completely.
That.
And drive me in his fucking car. And I would honestly like to sue my family, to be totally honest with you. I would I also would like to be able to share my story with the world and what they did to me, instead of it being hush-hush secret to benefit all of them. I want to be able to be heard on what they did to me by making me keep this in for so long. It's not good for my heart. I've been so angry. I cry every day. It concerns me. I'm told I'm not allowed to expose the people who did this to me. I think the minute she gets free, this is all coming out. She's writing a book. She's telling stories. She's getting this. She has 100%. She has all the receipts. She has all the receipts saved in some file, in some papers, just ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Ready to go. Anything happens to her, this is released. Like, this will be out.
Yep.
I hope she sues her fucking family.
Yes, me too.
God damn, dude. Fucking oh my God. It. It's just, oh my God. It's just, she was like, I don't want an interview. I'd rather just have an open call to you for the press to hear, which I didn't know today we're doing. So thank you. Instead of having an interview, honestly, I need to get it off my heart, the anger and all of it's been happening. It's just, this is just insane, dude. It's like, it's been like, she wants a recorded call. She wants all of this on record.
Yeah.
She doesn't want Oprah. She just wants it on legal record for everyone to know, everyone to see, everyone to hear. Crazy.
It's really brave of her too. To
she is brave as fuck. About it. Yeah. Brave as fuck to take the stand and just be like, here's everything I'm feeling. Here's everything that's happening. Now this is on record. Everybody knows. And whatever happens next will just be judged.
Yeah.
Beyond a reasonable doubt. That she needs to be freed. LA is going to go crazy when she gets freed.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine the Britney happy hour drink specials at the gay bars in downtown LA. That'd be wild. I can't wait, dude. I will be there. I will be there.
Oh, my God. It'll
be a good time. The Stronger margarita. It's bound to happen, dude.
I was just listening to Stronger this afternoon and I'm like, yes.
I know.
The vibe for today.
It was in my mind. It was in my mind. I was also reminded that she had a never released album that was going to be like the greatest album ever, but it was never released.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, I wonder why. And I want to know more about this secret album that was never dropped. You know, I just... It's just crazy. I just think the bit about her IUD and not being able to have another child because of this is incredibly distressing. It's very, it's very tragic.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll keep saying it. The fact that Brittany is still alive is a goddamn miracle.
Yeah.
An absolute miracle, dude. Like,
sometimes I think the only reason she is, though, is because of everyone around her constantly. Like, when would she have the opportunity?
Oh my God, you know what I mean? I know. It's kind of crazy. So we're getting into a portion where she talks about her mom. And so she's saying, quote, "I'm honestly new with this. I'm doing research on all these things. I do know common sense. And the method that things can end for people, it has ended without them being evaluated. So I just want you to take that into consideration. It also took a year during COVID to get me any self-care methods. She said there were no services available. She's lying, ma'am. My mom went to the spa twice in Louisiana during COVID for a year. I didn't have my nails done, no hairstyling, no massages, no acupuncture, nothing for a year. I saw the maids in my home each week with their nails done, different each time. She made me feel like my dad does. Very similar, her behavior and my dad, but just a different dynamic. Team wants me to work and stay home instead of having longer vacations. They are used to me sort of doing a weekly routine for them, and I'm over it. I don't feel like I owe them anything at this point. They need to be reminded they actually work for me," mm-hmm. which is crazy. So basically her mom and her dad are like, you know, are like that. So it's, she needs to sue her family. The IUD bit, wanting a child, is just like, it's just crazy. She's like, "I deserve to have a life. I've worked my whole life. I deserve to have a 2 or 3 year break and just, do what I want to do." That's like, just hashtag free Britney, dude. Just like fucking free this woman, dude. It's insane. This is even a topic. It's fucking insane, dude. California sucks. God damn it, dude. I'm not sure if I could say this would have happened in Florida or New York. Virginia.
Florida is trash,
Florida's pretty trash. I think it would happen there. It's just insane. And to end the quote, to end it, she says, "I deserve to have the same rights as anybody does by having a child, a family, any of those things and more so. And that's all I wanted to say to you. Thank you for listening to me to speak to you today." That's crazy. That's just, God damn it, dude. Somebody fucking save her, dude.
Yeah,
I'm positive she has an amazing lawyer.
Free Britney.
Free Britney. Fuck. That was a harrowing experience. This has been the most serious thing we've ever done in a hot minute.
I don't know. Yeah, I was gonna say in a hot minute. Yeah, ever? Yeah. I don't think so.
No, ever? No. I feel like whenever we talk about Britney, it gets real.
Yeah.
Because it is too real what is happening to her. Okay. So next time we'll get back to having the fun shit, and we're going to be talking about My Super Sweet 16. I promise this is happening finally. Like, goddamn. It is happening. I promise.
Ew.
Catherine will have headphones. Catherine will have all of her gear. And if she doesn't, I will pull this recording up and remind her. She's an absolute piece of trash.
You know what? You don't have to remind me. I already know. One step ahead of you.
Yeah. Way to go. All right. See you guys next week.
Bye.
Yeah.